2018학년도 대학 수학능력시험 대비 대이변 수능특강편 모의평가 제3회 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표시하십시오. 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Ms. Sarah, I'd like to get more information about the guest lecture you mentioned yesterday.
Okay. The lecture was intended to give ordinary citizens easy access to classical music.
I see. By the way, how much does it cost?
2번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Bobby. How was your honeymoon?
Great. Maldives were amazing. Susan and I had such a wonderful time.
Sounds great. We have been really busy at work since you went on your vacation.
3번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Welcome to Orbi Healthy Living Clinic. I'm Madeline Albright. Many weight loss diets promise to help you lose weight quickly, but most of them only focus on short-term results. Some of them are based on eating a single food, such as broccoli, apples, or grapes. However, consuming a single food can be unhealthy. This is because no single food can provide all the essential nutrients your body needs to sustain itself. That's why most human cultures have developed well-balanced diets centered on various vegetables. Actually, there is no single complete food, so you always need variety. Remember, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But eating only apples every day can harm your health.
4번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Rachel, you look so busy.
Yeah, I've just started working on my history report.
Really? Isn't the deadline for submission the day after tomorrow?
Right. And now I realize I probably won't be able to finish in just 2 days.
Definitely. You need to do a lot of research to write the report.
That's why I'm so stressed out. I don't know why I always put things off until the last minute. I always regret it.
Do you think you work best when you're racing against the clock?
Sometimes, but I'm not sure.
You might do good work under pressure, but the results might be even better if you give yourself a little more time.
You're right. You're good at time management. Please give me some advice.
Just make a to-do list and do the important things first.
5번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 대화하는 장소로 가장 적절한 곳을 고르시오.
Wow, is this Gomgil? I saw his photo on the back of the ticket.
Right. He was born a month ago.
He's so lovely playing with the ball. May I hold him?
Of course, but be careful of his claws.
Wow, he's lighter than I thought he'd be. It's so nice to get to hold a baby bear like this.
You are actually pretty lucky. He had a cold last week and wasn't able to leave the breeding room. This is his first day out.
Oh, is he okay now?
Yes, he's fully recovered now.
That's great. I'd have missed seeing him if I had come here last week.
Yes, but he's fine now.
I hope he stays healthy and grows up to be strong.
So do I.
6번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Yoon-jae, how are things coming along with preparing our company's family Christmas party?
They're going well. Please look at this. It's the invitation I've just finished.
Let me see. Wow, great job! The 5 balloons hanging in the top is surely a reminder of Christmas.
Yes, and Santa Claus is waving both of his hands with a big smile.
Right. The children will especially love that, I think.
I hope so.
And I like the Christmas tree you painted in the middle of the invitation.
Thanks. I painted 3 stars. A star at the top of the tree and the other 2 at the tip of the branches. Is it okay?
Yes. And I see you put the information about the party on the right side.
Yes, the date, time, and place are correct, right?
Yes, they're correct. And the 3 presents in the bottom right are perfect.
Thanks. We're going to buy many different presents. I hope a lot of people come to the party.
7번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 할 일로 언급되지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm thinking we should remodel our living room. It seems too small.
I agree. First of all, we should rearrange the furniture. What else are you thinking?
Well, we can make it look bigger by changing the colors or something.
Oh, I heard light colors make a space look bigger and brighter.
Exactly. So I want to paint the room yellow-green.
Sounds great.
Having a lot of natural light also makes spaces look larger. What do you think of replacing the small windows with bigger ones?
Okay, I just hope it doesn't cost much.
How about making the shelves empty?
You're right. Leaving some empty space will give our small space an airy look.
Oh, mirrors are also effective to make spaces feel large.
Then why don't we get a big mirror for one of the walls?
That's a good idea. Let's figure out what to do first.
8번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 여자의 질문에 당장 답변을 할 수 없는 이유를 고르시오.
Hello.
Hi, Somi. It's me, Minho.
Hi, Minho. What's up?
You said the other day that you needed some help with your chemistry class, right?
Yeah. The class is so demanding, and it's difficult for me to follow. I'm afraid I might get an F this semester.
So I'm calling to see if you're interested in joining my study group.
Your study group?
Yes, it's for physics and chemistry. You can join the chemistry meetings if you'd like.
Great. Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. We're going to meet this Friday evening. Can you join us?
Oh, I'm supposed to help my sister do her English homework on Fridays. Could you switch days?
I cannot answer that question right now. After discussing the problem with other study group members, I'll let you know.
9번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hi, can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to make a reservation for a rafting trip this Saturday.
Okay. A full-day trip costs $120, and a half-day trip costs $60 per person.
All right. Is lunch included in both?
No, lunch is only included in a full-day trip. It starts at 8 a.m., and ends at 5 p.m., and it's more popular than a half-day trip.
Okay. Then I'll make a reservation for 5 people for a full-day trip.
I got it. Are all of them adults?
No. 2 of them are middle school students. Is there any discount for them?
Yes, there is. The student price is half the adult price.
Oh, that's nice. Do I have to pay for the trip now?
Yes, you do.
Okay, here's my credit card.
10번. 대화를 듣고 선 베어에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Mom, today I learned about the sun bear in science class. Have you ever heard about this animal?
No. It's a bear, though, right?
Yes, it's found primarily in the tropical rainforests of Southeast Asia.
I see. Is it big?
Actually, no. It's one of the smallest bears, approximately 1.4 meters long.
It must be cute.
Yes, it is. The interesting thing is, unlike other bears, the sun bear doesn't sleep through the winter.
Oh, is that because it lives in a tropical climate?
Yes, and it has short, shiny black fur on its body, except on its chest.
Except on its chest?
Yeah, there's an orange-yellow horseshoe-shaped marking on its chest.
That sounds really interesting.
I can show you a picture in my textbook.
I'd like to see it.
11번. 오르비 배드민턴 클럽에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hello, everyone. I'm Simon Dominic, captain of the Orby Badminton Club. If you're looking for a fun club to join, this is for you. Our club is open to all students who are currently attending the University of Orby. Our club has an open gym 3 times per week, and members can stop by and play during that time. We provide coaching for beginners who want to improve their game. We also have a special training group from which our teams are selected. As we are a large club, there is a lot of competition for joining the training group, so trials are held every year. Also, members can receive a discount on badminton equipment at the Student Union Sporting Goods store. Finally, there are also fun club events throughout the semester. So if you want to have a good time for only $50, please sign up by Sunday. Hope to see you at the gym.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 선택한 프로그램을 고르시오.
Mom, please come see the brochure for the school winter programs.
All right. Is there anything interesting?
Yes. I'd like to take one of these programs.
Sounds good. Let's choose one together.
Okay. I already took a health training program last summer vacation.
Right. And you can't take this program because you have soccer practice on Fridays.
I know, Mom. I don't want to skip practice.
And don't forget, you have your volunteer work in the afternoon on weekdays.
Yes, and so I can't enroll in this program either.
Well, these two choices are left.
Yeah, they both sound good. I'd like to take the cheaper one.
Then we could save a little money for buying school supplies.
Okay, I'll sign up for this program.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, have you found a good restaurant to celebrate our 5th wedding anniversary?
Yeah, what about going to Tasty Green?
Tasty Green? That's located on Star Avenue, isn't it?
Yeah, it's close to our house and their food is said to be quite excellent.
I heard that too. But I'd rather not celebrate our wedding anniversary there.
Why? Do you think it's too expensive?
No, that's not it. The reason I don't want to go there is the waiters.
What do you mean? Are they rude to customers?
Yeah. Everyone I know who visited the restaurant told me the same thing. Although the atmosphere and food were good.
14번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Tom, your department must be busy preparing for the workshop next week.
It was postponed until next month.
That's news to me. Why was it delayed?
There was a problem reserving a place for the workshop.
I see. So when will it be held next month?
On Thursday the 21st. But I won't be able to participate in it.
Oh, you said you're going on a business trip next month, right?
Yeah, but I'll be back a week before the workshop.
Then why can't you attend the workshop?
On the day of the workshop, I'm supposed to talk to my daughter's class for her school's Parents' Day.
Well, I'm guessing you won't be able to reschedule that.
Exactly. I have to tell my boss, but I'm afraid he'll be upset.
15번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 피터가 레베카에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Peter visits the school library and sees Rebecca reading a book about philosophy. He asks her what she thinks about the book, but she can't answer that question because she is reading only its preface right now. Peter is rather surprised, for he usually skips over the introduction. He doesn't want the preface to predetermine his perspective. However, Rebecca disagrees with him. She says that the preface tells her about the underlying ideas in the book, so it is very helpful in understanding the author's view. Peter is still dubious about that. He is afraid that he'd lose interest in the book if he read the preface in advance. Rebecca reassures him that reading the preface makes reading easier and more rewarding. Finally, Peter tries to be positive about her approach. In this situation, What would Peter most likely say to Rebecca?
16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 16번에서 17번, 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Good morning, everyone. Last class, we talked about choosing a topic for your presentation. Today, we'll talk about creating presentation slides. Firstly, one mistake many people make is putting too much information into one slide. This isn't a good idea, because excessive information can draw the audience's attention away from the speaker. So instead of filling each slide with too much information, insert only an amount that is quick and easy to understand. Secondly, too many slides are not advisable. Ensure your audience stays focused by keeping the number of slides to a minimum. 10 to 12 is plenty. Thirdly, avoid using too many colors and effects. Otherwise, the audience will remember the design more than the information in your presentation. Lastly, irrelevant photos and graphs are problematic, especially when you didn't do much research on your topic. You're tempted to add lots of photos and complicated-looking graphs. However, no one wants to waste their time sitting through a presentation with no substance. Use photos, charts, and diagrams only to emphasize key points of your presentation. Keep these in mind to improve your presentation.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Good morning, everyone. Last class, we talked about choosing a topic for your presentation. Today, we'll talk about creating presentation slides. Firstly, one mistake many people make is putting too much information into one slide. This isn't a good idea, because excessive information can draw the audience's attention away from the speaker. So instead of filling each slide with too much information, insert only an amount that is quick and easy to understand. Secondly, too many slides are not advisable. Ensure your audience stays focused by keeping the number of slides to a minimum. 10 to 12 is plenty. Thirdly, avoid using too many colors and effects. Otherwise, the audience will remember the design more than the information in your presentation. Lastly, irrelevant photos and graphs are problematic, especially when you didn't do much research on your topic. You're tempted to add lots of photos and complicated-looking graphs. However, no one wants to waste their time sitting through a presentation with no substance. Use photos, charts, and diagrams only to emphasize key points of your presentation. Keep these in mind to improve your presentation.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 프레젠테이션과 관련하여 언급되지 않은 것은? (18번) 이제 듣기 문제가 끝났습니다. 18번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하시기 바랍니다.